And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of October, 2016. Halloween originated in the Celtic festival of Samhain, held around November 1st, marked the end of summer, beginning of winter, biggest holiday of the Celtic year when animals were brought in from the pasture, made secure for the coming winters. Some were slaughtered, and the spirits of the dearly departed were more easily able to return to their earthly homes, or so it was thought. It was blended in with a Christian holiday known as All Saints' Day, a time for believers to honor those who had passed on to heaven. The early Christian leaders told their missionaries that if they wanted to convert pagans to Christianity, they shouldn't waste time trying to suppress their pagan rituals and practices. They should incorporate them wherever possible, which had the effect of establishing Christianity among the pagans, but it also preserved many of the pagan practices, including the practice of what was called souling, S-O-U-L-I-N-G. In Britain, Ireland, Middle Ages, poor people going door to door on Hallow Mass, offering to pray for the souls of the dead in exchange for the offering of food, which was combined with the practice of mumming, dressing up in costumes in exchange for food and drink. It was on this date, 1913, the Lincoln Highway was dedicated, the first automobile highway to traverse the entire continental United States from Times Square in New York City to Lincoln Park in San Francisco. It cost about $10 million back then. It's the birthday of the journalist Susan Arlian, born in Cleveland, 1955, author of The Orchid Thief, Rin Tin Tin, The Life and Legend About the Famous Hollywood German Shepherd. And it's the birthday of the poet John Keats, born Finsbury Pavement near London, 1795. Father was a stable keeper, died when Keats was 8. And when he was a teenager, his mother died of tuberculosis, which was the disease that would later kill his brother Tom and eventually Keats himself at the age of 25. When he was 22, he moved to a friend's house in the country, hoping it would make him better. He lived next door to a beautiful young woman named Fanny Braun, fell in love with her, and in love, knowing he was sick, in just a few months, he wrote most of the poems that he's famous for, including To Psyche, To a Nightingale, and On a Grecian Urn. Here's a poem for today by Mark Pearlberg, Toward the Solstice. We burned our leaves on the bluest October day, the sun still warm on our backs, frost just a ghost in the shrubbery. We raked the leaves into shifting piles on the lawn, scooped them into deep round baskets, and spilled them in the street against the curb. The vein of fire, unseen at first in diamond light, whispered through oak leaves brown as butcher paper and maple, still flushed with color like maps torn from the book of knowledge. We were letting go of October, relinquishing color, readying ourselves for streets lacquered with ice, the town closed like a walnut locked inside the cold. Toward the Solstice, a poem by Mark Pearlberg from The Impossible Toy Store, published by Louisiana State University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business with in-store print shops, offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.